This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Triple M, Saturday is going to be epic here in the Limestone Coast. We've got the Brass Band Parade taking place on Saturday in the morning. We've then got the Mount Gambier Christmas Parade. And after that, there is lots of great stuff going on with the Party in the Park. A man who knows all about it is Matthew Dixon. He joins me in the studio. G'day, Matthew.
G'day, Ewan.
Now, mate, Party in the Park, put on by a huge amount of volunteers working for Rotary. Tell me all about it.
Well, the Party in the Park's been hosted by the Rotary Club of Mount Gambier West and was an idea of a couple of our members a number of years ago to provide something back to the kids in the community after the Christmas parades as cheaply as possible for families. So most of the entertainment is free of charge, things like popcorn for the kids, ice cream from Father Christmas. We've got jumping castles. We've got a sand pit. We've got all sorts of things to entertain. Face painters, a couple of face painters this year. We've only had one in the past, but they've sort of been overwhelmed. So we've got another one this year. So there'll be plenty going on. And then we have some fantastic entertainment as well. With we're changing that up a bit this year. We've got a stage sort of arrangement on the back of a truck. And we've got people like the Margaret Cleaves Highland Dancers. We've got Geordie Jones singing country music. We have Phoenix. And we also have the Rock and Roll Dancers. And last of all, we have Louise Adams, which is a bit of a coup, and we're really pleased that that's happening. And all of these people are doing this for free, so that's fantastic, adding to our community.
It's a huge amount of work that goes on behind the scenes to make it happen, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I just actually this morning I tallied up the number of hours that our club alone has put in, and it's well north of 120 hours of voluntary labour. So if you put a dollar figure on that, then it's, you know, many thousands of dollars that we've given in time to the community. It's not only us though, there are other service clubs helping out as well. There's the Lions Club with their hot dogs and bits and pieces. There's the Soroptimists doing the drinks, and there's the Lakes Rotary Club who are doing popcorn and bits and pieces for the kids. We also have, as usual, Father Christmas down there, as I said, giving away ice creams to the kids, and he's always popular. And,
absolutely inundated.
Well, he has a busy day because he's got a rush from the parade down to the Cave Gardens where it's all happening, and it sort of kicks off down there sort of as soon as the parade's finished and goes through till sort of around 3 o'clock-ish. Our Mount Gambier Rotary Club also has our barbecue and chip van there. So there's plenty of food to partake in. And any of the profits that our club makes also goes from that day goes to the Mayor's Christmas Appeal.
Which there'll be lots of opportunities for people to help fundraise for as well. Matthew, it's incredibly rewarding. I know it's a huge amount of work, but you guys are inundated each and every year for the Party in the Park, and I hope this year is going to be the same. It's going to be beautiful weather, and let's hope that we get lots of people across the Limestone Coast here for the parade and then at the Party in the Park afterwards.
Yep, absolutely. Get down there and we'll have some fun, I'm sure.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.